community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, Mike.
How are you?
I haven't seen you since last year.
I know. It's been forever and a day.
I like that Republic song. That's a bit of my era now.
That's great. That is. That's fantastic. I'm going to wrestle with your microphone now.
Okay, is it gone?
No, it sounds fine. I just want to wrestle with it.
Okay.
Hang on, let's have a look.
Is that all right?
Move that.
Okay.
Oh. No, it's gone droopy.
Yeah.
It's gone droopy.
Saying nothing.
Oh, for heaven's sake, look at that. It's all droopy and all the rest of it, and you're having a bit. It's a shame you're not 2 feet smaller,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
If I sat on the floor, I'd be all right.
Oh, well, that's going to hurt your neck after a while.
Is that okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It sounds perfect. Fantastic. Okay. Sounds gorgeous, this end. So, Jane.
What's been happening?
You come in once a month, don't you?
I do, indeed.
And you tell us all about the things that St Francis Hospice have been doing. And you've been doing bundles recently, especially over the Christmas period.
Yeah, so we had such a busy run-up, as you know, into Christmas, that January we've really been kind of gathering ourselves now and planning our big events. Our next big event is actually the big quiz, which is here in the Brentwood Centre on March the 3rd.
Yeah.
And that's our, I don't know if you know that, but that's the Eggheads.
Don't worry about that. We know all about that.
Do you like
a
quiz?
Oh, no, I'm not into quizzes. I don't do that.
I like a quiz.
Because I don't know anything.
Well, I like a quiz, but we have our Eggheads confirmed. So we have Chris Hughes, Pat Gibson, Beth Webster, Kevin Ashman, David Rainford, and Barry Simmons, of course.
Oh.
So we have it, yeah. So actually, Barry's doing an interview with you guys next week, I think, to talk about the big quiz. But this is a really, really, really fun event. And if you like quizzes, obviously, it's the place to be.
Yeah, well, I've seen pub quizzes and all the rest of it, and just quizzes in general, and they are fun events.
Yeah, I mean, they are fun events. I think people think that you have to be some sort of genius, quizzes, but you can't. It's just even if you like playing Trivia Pursuit,
it's all general knowledge
with your friends. It's tables of 10, and also there's mystery rounds. Eggheads have their own specialist rounds. You get to bring your own drinks and snacks. What more could you want?
I'll be legless.
So it's a really fun event, and that's on March the 3rd.
Now, I've got to tell you, the last quiz that I went in last year, as a DJ, 37 years I spent as a DJ, people think you know everything about every record that was ever released in the entire world.
Yeah, of course.
And there was a question come up, and it was something like, I'm trying to recall this question, it was a long while ago. It was something like, what's the name of the backing singer's sister that sung this song? And everybody went, you'll know this one. Why would I know that? Why on earth would I know something like that?
Well, I think now with the quizzes, I don't know, I'd probably be doing a bit of cheating on Google. I think I'd be under the table with my phone.
No, googly it, get it all up. Go on.
The internet doesn't know it's not.
No.
Then
I'm just going out to the toilet. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, it's brown. Yeah, I'll do it.
Then we have the Brentwood Half Marathon now. Excitingly, we are the only place that you can still get a place.
Oh, really?
Only place that you can still get a place. We're the only organisation that still has places. That probably sounds better. And that's on the 19th of March. It's £28 to get a spot, but your fundraising target is £250.
Oh, that's achievable. Very achievable.
Yeah, definitely. And it's for such a good cause.
Yeah.
The Brentwood Half Marathon, as you know, is run by the Rotary Club of Brentwood Beckett. So, we're lucky to have still some spots. So if you want to go running, go to our website. Obviously, it's www.sfh.org.uk.
Accumulating money for something like that is very simple now, especially with social media. Yeah. You've only got to get yourself a Just Giving page.
Yeah.
And then you put the link on your Facebook page, and you'd be surprised how much money you can accumulate.
Just Giving has been, so many people use Just Giving for, that do events and stuff for us. It's really great because you get to tell a little bit of the story.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a few pictures.
Doing. And it's a good way you can share it with your friends and stuff. So, Just Giving's, it's a really good way of raising money.
Yeah.
Then we have a lot of people running the Virgin London Marathon on the 23rd of April. Our spots are gone, but if you are running, you can still raise money for us, but we don't have any spots left to allocate.
Okay.
Then we have a big event that we're still kind of planning, but it's called a bubble rush. Do you know what a bubble rush is?
No, what's that?
It's basically where, I think there's bubble stations, so you do this run, and then it's kind of obstacles as well, but you go through these big bubble stations.
Which oh, really?
You know where you blow bubbles?
Yes.
Yeah, but this is like on a grand scale. And they're different colours.
Oh,
it's
really?
Kind of a very family orientated event. We're doing that with four different hospices. And it's going to be in the Olympic Park on the 21st of May. Tickets are around £15. And you can go again, go to the excuse me, go to the website for more information. It's all on there.
sfh.org.uk.
Okay, yep. And then just a general appeal for volunteers, particularly for our shops. We're always looking for volunteers because we can't keep the doors open without volunteers. So if anyone has any time to give, no matter how, you know, a couple of hours to a couple of days, be greatly appreciated. All training is provided. And you can do what, there's so many varied roles in retail, you know, people, you don't have to come in and serve customers if that's not what you want. You know, you can be behind the scenes sorting stock, you know, and there's so many roles for people, you know, as the stock, the, our shops are such a great source of income for us. You know, as you know, we're only 27% funded by the NHS, so we've such a lot of money to raise. So if anyone has some time for volunteering, please get in touch. Again, www.sfh.org.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.